Dear Mesechta Kalim Perik Rishon Mishnalef Ovois Hatumos. What is an Av Hatuma? An Av Hatuma is something that's Metama Odom of the Kalim. If a person touches it or touches a Kali, they become Tomei. Now that is Hasheretz. Hasheretz, there are 8 Shrotim in the Torah, 8 like reptiles, 8 creeping things that the Torah considers them to be Tomei. The Lacha is when they're mace, if an Odom touches them, or else if it touches a kli, it becomes tummy. Now the shear of tumma of a sheretz is the size of a chadosh, or size of even a lentil. The locher is even the blood that comes out of them is also metame. Same aloch like the bosar. And if an aver, a limb comes off them, it's metame even mechol shehu. Secondly, if a shich vazerom, the semen that comes out of a person, shich vazerom, and the bosar says, v'yishki seitzim menu shich vazerom, so that's tzibud nav hatamei. When it comes out, it's metame the yodem, and who within any person that touches it also becomes tamei. And the Moradashans, it has to be an ish for loy koton. It means he has to be at least 9 years old. After 9 years old, that's the shear that his zera is tamei. And the same thing, the shear is a shear of chadosha. If you touch a lentil's worth of the zera, you become tamei. And a person that sees it, when the zera comes out of your body, it's metamei even b'chol shu. Now, number 3 is utmeye mace, means the person that touched the mace. Halacha is the mace himself is called avi avoy satuma, because if a person touches the mace, so the person here becomes like an av hatuma. And now, if a second person touches this first person, touches the person who touched the mace, he also becomes tamei. That's called utmeye mace, means the first person that touched the mace, he becomes now an av hatuma. And if he touches another person or touches Kalim, he's also Metamedem. Then number 4 is Vahamitsaira Bimei Sofrai. Lochers of a Mitsaira after he was Tomei, then when he starts to become Tor, like he goes to the mikvah, and then after he goes to the mikvah, he has to count another 7 days. And those 7 days, the Pasuk says, Vyoshev Mechusli Oli, he has to sit outside his tent. So those 7 days are considered Bimei Sofrai. He's counting like Tyra. But even during those 7 days, still he has a din of an av hatuma, and if he touches another person or touches kelim, they become a tamei. The number 5 is umei chatas. The mei chatas, that's the water that you have the efer, the ashes of the poraduma put into it. That's called the mei chatas. So it's metam and odom if he touches. Shein behem kdei hazoyim. If there's not enough in the kli, enough to make azon, enough to use to sprinkle on the odom. Because if there would be enough of the mechatis in the kli, kdei hazor, then it would have a loch of even tumas masa. But here the Mishnah is saying haloch is that the Mishnah ends off harei elu, all these aves hatumam, harei elu metamam odom v'kelim b'magam. All these aves hatumas have occurred to be metama another odom, or else v'kelim b'magam if they touch them, but not b'masa. So therefore, it only talks about a mechatis that does not have kdei hazor. Now, Ukhle Cheres Biavir, who are then if any one of these 5 tumis goes inside an earthly kli, just goes inside the avir, the space inside the kli, even without touching it, the kli becomes tamei. But the enom mitamim b'masa, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that these 5 avos hatuma do not have tumas masa. If you just carry them, but you're not touching them, you do not become tamei. Now, Mishnah Beis. Lamala mehem, a bigger chumra of tumma, a bigger madreg is nevela. If you have a kezayis bosa of a nevela of a dead animal, or else umeichatis yeshbem kedei hazoya. If you have an ikli here, the meichatis, this water that has kedusha from the poraduma, from the ashes of the poraduma, but you have enough water here that is kedei hazoya, you could sprinkle on a person to mitire him. Then the lochri shei mitamim es odam abemasa. These 2 ovois, that if a person just carries these 2, even though he's not touching it, let's say they're in a kli or just carrying them, so the person, the odom, becomes tamei, and also letamei begodim b'maga. That means, kol zaman the person is holding the nevela, carrying the nevela or the mechatis, so if he touches any begodim, they also become tamei. Not only the begodim, the clothing that he's wearing, but any other beggar or any other kli that he touches while he's lifting up this nevela, the mechatis, they also become tamei. but only when he's holding, when he's carrying the nevela. But when he puts down the nevela, then he becomes like a rishon l'tumah, then that he cannot be matame kelim anymore. V'chasuche means like holding back, means you do not have the halachas of tumah. V'chasuche begodim b'mago means if the person just touches a nevela, he does not carry the nevela, he only touches the nevela, so true the odin becomes tamei, but not his begodim. That's called v'chasuche, v'chasachta z'bincha, you do not have these halacha but by the tumas begodim if you just touch the nevela. So again, if the Adam carries the nevela or carries the mechatis, so the chum here is not only does he become tamei, but even the begodim that he's wearing or any begodim that he touches while he's carrying them also become tamei. But only begodim, not an Adam. Let's say while he's carrying the nevela he touches another Adam, then the next Adam will not become tamei. It's only this halacha is negated begodim, and only if he carries it, but not if it just touches. If it just touches the nevela or the mechatis, so then true you become tamei, but you only become a rishon l'tumah, and a rishon l'tumah cannot be metame begodim or another adam. Mishnah Gimel, lemalo mehen, even a bigger chumra than the ones before, is boyel nida, a man that lives with an isha that's an ida. So not only does he become an avatumah, but shumetama mishkov tachto in kelyon. He also is metame things that he's lying on top of. Let's say there are 10 sheets, one on top of another, and he's lying on top of the top sheet. So halacha is, his metama mishkav tachtim is even the bottom sheets, the last one, becomes tamei, just like kelyon, like the top sheet. Just like he's touching the top sheet, that becomes a rishon l'tumah. Who are then the bottom sheets also become a rishon l'tumah. Now, this is the chiddush, that he is an avatumah. For when he's metama these sheets that he's on top of, they all become a rishon l'tumah, not a navatumah. Now, lamalam again, even a greater chumra than this is, that zoivoy shelzov, v'roikoy, v'shich v'zaroy, umei meraglov, v'dam hanida, shehen metamim b'mago v'masa. All these things, the zoivoy shelzov, a person is a zav, so the zera that comes out of him, that zav, or else v'roikoy, his spit, or else his shich v'zero, but all have like tumas zav on them, or else even his mei meraglav also has tumas zav on it, or else the dam hanida, the dam that comes out from a nida, all these things have a chumra that mitamim, b'maga, whoever touches them, even an odom that touches them, the odom or the kelim becomes tamei, uva master, who are then if an odom carries them, not only if he touches, even if he just carries them, the odom also becomes tamei. Now this tumas master is a more chumra than the mishnah we had before, that more than a nevela, but even though before Mishnah Beis we had that nevela and a mechatas also has a tumah of masa, but there was only the tumah begodim per masa. Meaning if you are carrying the nevela, the mechatas, the kol zman you're carrying it, then there if you touch the keli, it would become tummy. But not only if you're just touching the nevela. Before just with the maga, true the odom would become tummy, but then he would not be able to be metama the kelim. Mashenken over here, if the chumra here is shein metama b'mago v'masa. Even if you're only touching just the zav or the roik or the shich v'zera, and while you're touching it, the adam also touches a kli, he's metama that kli also. Now lamala mehen, even a bigger chumra, a bigger chiddush than this is merkav shu metama tacha seven misoma. There's too much merkav. Let's say a zav sits or like rides on top of something, so that thing also becomes an avatoma. Here the chiddushes of merkav is, let's say the zav is not really riding on top of the saddle, but let's say there's a big heavy stone there. Evan misoma means a big heavy stone on top of the saddle, and either it's held up by sticks, and now the zav sits on top of the stone. So locha is still the merkav that's underneath the stone becomes tummy, has a bit of an avatoma. Where then the stone also becomes tummy, even though the weight, like of the zav, is not really being held up or being affected by the merkav, because there's a big heavy stone on top. Still, the tumah goes through the stone onto the merkav. Now, lamala men merkav, even a greater chumra of tumah over this tumah merkav, something you ride on, is mishkov, something that you sit on, something that the zav usually sits on, because here not only does it have a tumas of Evin Mesoma, but who are din Sheshova Mago Lamaso, that the same Tumma applies if you just touch it or whether you carry it. Meaning here by the Tumma Mishkav, if somebody just touches it, so not only does he become Tamei, but who are din his Metama, the God in his Metama, the clothing also, just like your Masa, you carry it. Mashenke by Tumas Merkav, there when you touch the Merkav, true the other becomes Tamei, but not the Begodim, he's not Matama the Begodim with Maga. Lamala min ha-Mishkav, even a bigger Tumah than Mishkav, and that's the seat, the chair that the Zav sits on, is Hazov, the Zav himself, Shazov oisai Mishkav, v'yein Mishkav oisai Mishkav. Now the Zav himself, the person himself, the Avatum himself, he makes a Mishkav, means when he sits on something, he gives the Tumah to the Mishkav, that also becomes like an Av HaTumah. But the Mishkav itself, the chair that he sits on, even after he sits on it, it's an Av HaTumah. But the Yein Mishkav, Oysa Mishkav, if this chair now touches another Keli, it's not Metamah, it does not make it into an Av HaTumah. It only makes it into a Rishon LaTumah. The Mishkav does not make another Mishkav, does not make another Av HaTumah of a Mishkav. Now, Mishnah Dalet, Lamala Min Azov, even a bigger Tumah, then the Zov himself, the person himself that has the Zav come out of him, is Zova, is an Isha that has the Itumas Zova. She metames boyelo. It means if the Isha lives with the man, so the man also has Tumas Zova on him, that he's now Tomei for 7 days, Shivas Yomim. Now, Lamala min Azova, even greater than the Tumah of a Zova, is Mitzora, or Mitzora special Chumris, she metama bebiya. That if a Mitzvah just walks into the house, so everything in the house becomes Tamei. That's a special Chumrah we have by a Mitzvah that we do not have by a Zava. Now, Lamalam and a Mitzvah, a bigger Chumrah more than the din of a Mitzvah is Etzem Kisarah, the loch of an Etzem, the bone from a mace, even though it's only the size of a barley, still Shumetame Tumashiva. It means if somebody just touches this bone, if an Adam touches the bone or carries the bone, the Odom becomes Tummy for 7 days. But all the Tummas we had before, they're only Tummy for 1 day, that's all. Only a Boil Nida or Boil Zava was Tummy for 7. But the Mago and Bamaso, we only have this by Etzem Kisaira. Now, Choma Mikulam, the greatest type of Tum of all of them is Hames, a dead body, a mace. A dead, if a Yisrael is mace, Shumetama Bioil, he even has a Tummas Oil. Ma'ashein kulam betamim. All other tumas that do not have a tumas oil. And the loch of an oil is if you have a roof over the mace and over you or over any kalim, so the kalim become tamei. Even though before by mitzvah we had a loch of a bee, if it comes into the house, the whole house is tamei. But I call upon him, there are many more chumras this loch of tumas oil that we only find by a mace and not by any other tuma. Now Mishnah Hay, esa tumois parshois minodim. There are 10 different type of mindless, different type of tumor that a person can have because of things coming out of his body, partial that comes out from an Adam. First of all, there's the Mechusa Kippurim is also Vakodesh. And Mechusa Kippurim means he did not bring his korban yet. That's said like a Zov or a Mitzvah. Even though they went to the Mikvah, the Tarosa, the Harashim Shoi, but Kozma, they did not bring their korban, the Kaporo, to have some type of a tumor still on them. And their tumor is also Vakodesh. They're not allowed to eat any type of kochim. But muta betrum of a meiser. If he's a kohen and he wants the trum of a levi to eat meiser, that is mutter. As long as he went to the mikkah and you have the heresh shemesh, he's mutter. So mechusik apurim is only yosa to eat kochim. Now, chaza liya is tful yoim. Let's say before the night came, he went to the mikvah for that day and it did not become the night time yet. So before it came evening, and then also bakoidishu betrum. He's also eat even truma, but umuta be meiser. Meiser sheni, he's allowed to eat meiser sheni. What's going to be chazal liyos the balkeri? Let's say this kohen becomes a balkeri now. Then the lochri is also b'shloshtan. He's also eat all three, even with meiser sheni. Let's say the yodim becomes now chazar. Let's say chazal liyos boil nida. Let's say this person man lives with his wife. That's a nida. So he also becomes has a tumas nid on him, and therefore now he's a more chomadika tumah that metama mishkov tachton kelyon. He has this tumah that whatever he lies on, even the bottom part of it, the bottom, the tenth blanket underneath him, is tumah like the top one that he's lying on. This said like a tumah coming out of his body, because he's taken over the same tumah his wife has of tumas nida, which the tumas nida is because something came out, the dam came out of her body. So by the boil nida is also considered a tumah that comes yaitzei migufa. Now chozal liyos zov, let's say it becomes now a zov, not only a balkari, but zov comes out of him. Shirosh derius, he sees two times. Now by men, either could be two times the same day, or one day and the next day right after it. So lochriz by two rius, that the metama mishka v'moshe, he has tuma zov on him. Now whatever he sits on or lies on becomes a navatuma. And also the tzorach bias mayim chayim, the chumr of his tuma is now, is not enough just to go to regular mikvah, but he has to go to mayim chayim, to a well, he has to go to well water, to mayim chayim. We'll put him in a korban, but so far he's put him from bringing a korban, since he only saw two times. What's going to be the roar sholosh? Let's say he sees three times. Now, by men, either he sees three times the same day, or else within 3 days, one after another, he sees. Then chayiv the korban, he has the tum again, the matoma mishkav moishav, and it needs bias mayim chayim. But he also has the korban now. He's chayiv to bring a korban. But the locho by his zavis, when he sees three times, the Torah says he has to take two terim, or shnei b'nei yoina, and the kohen makes one to be an oil, one to be a chatis, that's his kapara. So after he sees three times, then he has his chiyuv. Now, chozal liyos mitzayro musgar, let's say now he has tumas mitzayro on him, that's musgar means the kohen locks him up to check him out for 7 days to see if it's going to grow or not. So these first 7 days, mitama babia, that if he goes into a house, he's mitama whatever's inside the house. He has the din tumas mitzera, is mitama babia. But a potum in a priyum in a prima, but he does not have any aloha yet to have to rip his clothing or to let his hair grow, that he doesn't have yet. Or mina tiglachas, he has no chiv to take a haircut yet. Or mina tiporum, he has no chiv to bring the special birds that a mitzera has to bring. But the imhoya muchlat, once the kohen checks him out the next week and he sees that it's spread, so locher is then that it becomes a vadai mitzayra, that's called muchlat, for sure he has tumas mitzayra, then chayiv v'kulam, then he's chayiv with all these halachas that b'pri has to rip his clothing, over prima, a pri has to let his hair grow, primi has to rip his godim, chalach has to take a haircut at the end, or if it's a parm, he has to bring two birds. Now, what's going to be Peirash mimenu aver shayna lov bosa kuro. Let's say when a person is still alive, an aver limb of his comes off, and on this limb right now there's no bosar, there's not enough meat on it to have tumas b'tumachmas bosa. Still the locher is metama b'magavamasa. That's called aver minachai. It has tumas magomasa. Whoever touches it becomes tum. It has locher like an avatuma, but v'yena metama b'yoyel. It has no tumas oil. It's not like mamish, like a mace. It has no tumas oil. But now the Mishnah says, what's going to be the yeshalov bosa kuro? Let's say there is enough meat on this aver. We'll soon see how much meat you have to have. And then metama b'maga v'mas of oil. Then has mamish like a tumas mace. That if you touch it or carry it or you go into the same oil with it, you'll become tummy. Now shear bosa kuro. What's the shear? How much do you have to have of regular meat still left on this aver, this limb that came off a chai, kedei lahala sarucha, enough meat that if it wouldn't have come off, but it would have stayed attached to the body, it could heal and grow back again. Rabbi Yehuda says, im yesh b'mokim echod, kedei lahakifoy b'chut erev, then yesh b'lahalis arucha. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if there's a piece of meat attached to this aver, to this limb, in one place, that if you'd cut up that piece of meat into small pieces, it'd be enough to make a hekev, to make a circumference, to go around this whole aver. So that's all succeeded yesh per lahala saruch. That's called you have enough meat here to make it healthy again, and then it would have like a regular tumas mace, and then it would even have a tumas oil. But if it has less than this amount of meat on this aver that came off a chai, the locher is only has tuma mago masa, but it has no tumas oil. Mishnevov. As the Kedusha is saying, there are 10 types of Kedushas in this world, one of which is Lamala than the other. Eretz Yisrael, Mokadesh is Mikol Arotzes. Eretz Yisrael has special aloha, special Kedusha, more than the rest of the world. Omahi Kedusha, so what's the special Kedusha about Eretz Yisrael? shemeviyim imenu ho'imer, that the Omer that's brought on the second day of Pesach could be brought from Tfua, from barley that grows any place in Eretz Yisrael. We have Ikurim Huadin, the fresh, the new Paris from the Shiva Saminim that grow any place in Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah Bikurim to bring it and bring it to the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. Or Shtei HaLechem Huadin on Shavuos, when they made the Shtei HaLechem, that also comes to be Matar the Chodosh, the first time they use the new wheat, could be brought from wheat that's grown any place in Eretz Yisrael. Ma'ashem Yavin Kemechol HaRotzes, Ma'ashem, and these halachas cannot be brought from barley or wheat that's grown outside Eretz Yisrael, only in Eretz Yisrael. That's the first Kedusha, the Bechlal, the whole Eretz Yisrael is more Kaddish than the rest of the world. Now, Mishneh Zayin, Ayoros HaMekufos Choyma Mekudoshes Mimenu, cities inside Eretz Yisrael that had a wall around it from the times of Yeshua Ben Nun, even though now they don't have it, but if they had it at that time when Yeshua Ben Nun was then, when they first conquered Eretz Yisrael, it has a bigger Chumrah, more Din Kedusha, than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. What's the Chumrah? Shemishalchin mitoichon es ha-metzoroyim. That if a person has tumas metzoroyim, he has to go out of that machna. Loch has to go out of machna Yisrael. What's called machna Yisrael? All these cities that had walls around them, b'shas Yeshua. U'mesababin letoichon meis atshi yirtzu. Means, let's say somebody was mace, a Jew was mace, in this city that has a wall around it. So calls them on the mace is in the city, you're allowed to make the biggest levai you want, you can invite all the people to come together, it's mutter. But yotza, once the mace was taken out of the city, then the chumri is ein machzir noisa, you're not allowed to bring it back again into the city that has a chayma around it. Mishneches, lefnim min ha-chayma, inside the wall around Yerushalayim, is Mekudosh Mehem, is more Mekudosh than other cities that has walls around them. Shaychlim Shom Kotchim Kalim Umaisa Shaini, that inside Yerushalayim, inside the wall around Yerushalayim, you're allowed to eat Kotchim Kalim, the Bailam of the Kanim, and the Odin Umaisa Shaini, you're allowed to eat it inside Yerushalayim. The Har Habayis Mekudosh Memenu, the Har Habayis, that's the Shetach, this whole Har, where on top of it was built the Beis Hamikdash, is more Mekudosh than the rest of Yerushalayim. That chain zovim v'zovois nidois v'yoldus nechnosum l'shom. That a zav or a zovo, a nido, a yeledes, when they have the tumor on them, they're not allowed to come in to the Har Habayis. Like just the way it was in the Mishkan, there were three machnas. There's a machna Yisrael, machna Leviyo, and machna Shrina. Now machna Yisrael here, that's considered inside Yerushalayim, that's called machna Yisrael. When you come to the Har Habayis, that's already called Machna Leviyah. So a Zav and a Zovo and Nido, they're also to come into Machna Leviyah, therefore they're also to come into the Har Habayis. Now, Ha-Cheil is Mekudosh Memenu, that's even more Mekudosh than the Har Habayis. Now the Cheil, that's like right inside the outer wall, around the base of Migdash, which was called the Srug, inside that was called the Cheil, that was a Mokum of Yud Aleph, 10 Amos it was. Until the wall of the Azor itself. So those 10 Amis in between one wall and another wall, that was Mekudosh, was more Mekudosh than the Har Habayis. Shein goyim utumeyim meis nechlosom l'shom. The person that's a tumi meis cannot go there, or else the goy cannot go in that place. And this is the chumer midrabonin, because midiraisa, a tumi meis is even mutter to come into the Esras Noshim. Up until the Shar Nikmi is allowed to come in. There's all the machn levi is mutter to a tumi meis. But I call upon him with Rabbanon, though they're goyzo, that a Tomei Mei should not come in to the Cheil. That's one of the chumers when you go to the Kaisel, Buzman is there, to be careful not to go inside, even a drop inside the Kaisel, because we are Tomei Meisim today. And therefore, Tomei Meis is also to go inside the Cheil. Now, Ezra's Noshim, that's the first big Azor when you first come into the base of Migdash. And that's Mekudeshes Memenu. That has more Kedusha than the Cheil. Shein Tfuya Nichnas Tasham. A person that was Tomei that day, even though he went to the Mikvah, but before it comes Heres Shemesh, Midrabonon, he's not allowed to come into the Ezras Noshim. But V'yein Chayov Moleh Chates, if he goes there, B'shoigig, he's not Chayav Chates, like we said, it's not a Nisa Diraisa, it's only Gzeru, and the Gemara Pesachim says, Gzeru Yoshofot, Obeis Dino, it made this Gzeru and Tfuyaim, that they should not go into the Ezras Noshim. Now, Ezras Yisrael, That's the next Azora, the next place inside the Beis Hamikdash, is Mekudesh Mimeno, has more Kedusha than Ezra's Noshim, Shein Mechusse Kippurim Nichnas Lashom. A person that was Tameh, even though he went to the Mikvah, and even though you have Her Hashemesh, but the Maaseh still he doesn't have a Korban. If he's missing his Korban, let's say a Zav, or a Metzorah, before the 8th day that they bring the Korbanos, they're not allowed to come into the Ezra's Yisrael. And here, the Chayovim, Ole Achatis, if they do come in, here they'll be Chayiv Achatis. Now this is a Nisa the Raisa, so somebody comes in there, B'Shegeg, he'll be Chayiv Achatis, they're coming into the Beis Hamikdash, one is Tomei. Now Ezra's HaKohanim, that's the Azorah inside Ezra's Yisrael further in, that's Mekudeshes Mimena, that has more Kedusha than Ezra's Yisrael, Shein Yisrael Nechnosom L'Shom. Or Yisrael has not let us down walk into the Ezra's Kohanim, El Abishas Tzorcheim, only when they're needed to go there, either L'Smicha, if they're bringing a korban that they have to make a Smicha, Samach Yoda Rosh HaKorbanoi, they're allowed to come there to make a Smicha, or else L'Shchita, if they're going to make a Shchita on the korban, they will know a Shchita is kosher even bizarre, they can make a Shchita. Or else L'Tenufa, L'Honifes HaKorban, so that's also Mutter for Yisrael to come into the Ezra's Kohanim. But if not for the purpose of an Avodah, it's also for Yisrael to come into the Ezra's Kohanim. The Mishnah test. Beinu Ulam v'la Mizbeach Mekudesh Mimenu. This place between the Mizbeach towards the Ulam, in between that space, is more Mekudesh than the Ezra's Kohanim. Shein Bali Mumin Okoyin. If it's a Baal Mum, it cannot go there, cannot go past the Mizbeach. Relsa Fruye Roish Okoyin, the letters here grow more than 30 days. Nichnosum Lashom, it's also for them to go there. And according to the Rambam, it's Nisid Raisa. According to the Rive, it's Marshmasoni with the Rabbonim. Now, a Heichel, inside the Heichel, is Mekudesh Mimenu, that's more Mekudesh than the Smokim outside the Heichel, even between the Mizbech and the Heichel. Now, the Heichel here means it starts from the Ulam, that was the first room, and then was the Kodesh, then the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But the Heichel, at the Machmesh Shechina, has a Locha from the Ulam. Even a kohen that's not roy to do the avodah cannot go in. They cannot go into the ulam unless first he washed his yodayim v'raglayim from the kiyor. Now kodesh hakadoshim, the kodesh mehen, the kodesh kadoshim is even more mekudesh than the ulam and the heichal that shein nichnas l'shom elo kohen gadol v'yom makipurim. Only once a year the kohen gadol went into the kodesh hakadoshim. B'shas Avoyda, B'shas was doing the Avoyda. And really, Yon Yom Kippur itself, he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim four times. Once he went into the burned Keteris, once to make the Azoyas from the Dam HaPor, once for the Dam HaSoyer, and once to take out the Kaf and the Machta. Now, Om Rabbi Yosef Yosi says that B'chamisha Dvorim, five things, that Bein Ulam Ulam Mizbeach, this space between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, Yeshobal Heichel has the same halacha like the Heichel itself. The Tanakam holds that this you have to have Rochot Shadarim Raglayim as someone to go into the Heichel, not Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach. The Yosi holds know that even the Smokim between Ulam and the Mizbeach also has the Kedusha like the Heichel, that Shein Bali Mumin, or Kohen that's a Baal Mum cannot go near there. Or also Fuya Rosh, a Kohen that did not take Hekka the last 30 days. Rosh Hashu Yain, a Kohen that drank wine. Fishloi Rochot Shadarim Raglayim. Or a kohen that did not wash his hands or feet from the kiyor cannot go in there. It's nichnasim l'shom. Uporshin, he also holds Rabbi Yosi, uporshin mi ben ulam v'la mizbeach b'shas haktorah. The b'shas they burnt the ktoris, even in the kodesh, even in the heichel, no kohen was allowed to be between the ulam and the mizbeach. And hu adin, even when they burnt in the kodesh hakodoshim, even on Yom Kippur, when the kohen gadol burnt the ktoris in the kodesh hakodoshim, he also holds nobody could be between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Whereas the Tanakam holds only Bishas they burnt the Keteris in the Heichel. Then you had to be away from the Ulam and the Mizbeach. But Bishas they burnt the Keteris on Yom Kippur, since they're all the way inside Lefly and Lefnim, Kodesh HaKadoshim, then the Tanakam holds that the Kohanim did not have to be Purish between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Yeah, up to Perek Sheni. Mishnah Aleph. Cleates, any wooden type of a vessel. Uklior, any vessel made out of skin. Ukli etzem, any vessel made out of a bone from an animal. Ukli schuchus, any glass keli. Halacha is pshutayim term. If it's a flat piece of wood or skin or etzem or zchuchis that cannot receive liquid, has no base kibbol, this kli cannot be mekabel tum. It remains tahirim. Or mekablayim tumeyim. But if the kli has a base kibbol, has a pocket to it that it could receive water, then halacha is a kli etz or kli or kli etzem kli zchuchis is mekabel tum midiraisa. Mishbru, let's say after the kli was mekabel tuma, now the kli breaks, the lochur is toru, midiraisa, the tuma goes off, it becomes tahor. What's going to be chozar v'yosem hem kelim? Let's say you took these both broken pieces, and now you put them back together and made a new kli out of it. So lochur is now mekablim tuma mikan ulahabo, it's considered like a new kli now, and from now onwards it could be mekabel tuma. But the old tumah that it had before does not come back to it again. It's like a new kli now, starting over again. Now, kli cheres, an earthly kli, or also kli nether, some type of material like an earthly kli, some say a type of aluminum crystal, is tumos and shava. They both have the same malach of these two kelim, an earthly kli or kli nether, and that is shemitamim umitamim biavir. That means inside the avir or the kli alone, it could either be makabel tumah, or else be metama, something else. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Meaning to say, let's say a sheretz goes inside the avir, the space of the kli cheres. Even though it does not really touch the sides of the kli cheres, still the kli cheres becomes tamei. Who then the kli neser is mekabel tumah. And then within the opposite, let's say the kli is already tamei, and now somebody puts some eichlin, some food inside the kli, even though it does not touch the kli itself, it's only hanging in the space in the yavra of the kli, so the oichlim also becomes tummy. That's called mistamim umitamim biyavir. It's mitama other things, and it itself is mekabel tumah from the avir alone. Umitamim yachareyim. Once the kli cheres is tummy already, if food touched even the outside of the kli cheres, it also is mitama. That's called the mitamim. It can give off tumah even from the back of the kli. But the einam and mitamim migabeim, but it's not mekabel tumah from the back, the outside of the kli. In other words, if a sheretz touches the outside of the kli cheres, it does not make the kli tamei. The kli cheres or kli nester is only mekabel tumah from the inside, not from the outside. Just once the kli is tamei, then it could give off tumah even from the outside. Ushfirosan hitarosan. Ushfirosan, when you break a kli cheres, or a kli nesa, that's macabre, that makes its tor. There's no halach of a mikvah by a kli cheres. Even though you put it into the mikvah, it does not become tamei. It only has a tara b'shvira by breaking the kli. That's the way the kli becomes tor. Mishnah Beis. Hadakin sheba kli cheres. If you have a kli cheres, a very small one, a dakin means a very small kli cheres. Or else, the karkiyoseim means you had a bigger kli cheres, but it broke, and you only have now the bottom piece of it, the karkar of it. Or else, the dafnoseim, the size of this kli after it broke. The look was like this, yoshrim b'loy misumochim, if these pieces could receive something, and doesn't have to be held up, could stay up by itself, I mean, it doesn't need anything to be semeth to keep it up, but it could stay by itself, and it could receive something, it has a base kibble to it, then alochur is shiurun nichtei sichas katan. It has to be able to receive enough liquid, enough oil, that you need to rub a katan, a ben yoimai. How much a kid when he's one day old. How much shemen you need to be sach mamash netzpe katana, the small pinky. Come on, a very small amount. If you can hold that much, it's still called the kli lekabel tumah. This is what we're talking about now. Shiurun, this is viad loy. If it's a small kli, until the size of a lug, means when the kli was shalim, was complete, it did not hold more than a lug. Then we say if it breaks, if the piece is so big that it could hold this small amount of shemen, it's still mekabel tumah. What's going to be though, miloig viyat, so let's say the kli, when it was shalim, it was larger than the size of a lug, but from the size of a lug, until the size of a saw is 24 lug. Then the locher is brevius. Then when it breaks in half, and you have the sides of the bottom, then how much does it they have to hold to still be mekabel tumah? It has to have a revius of a lug. It's a little bit bigger rather than just sicha katan. But it has to be revius, a quarter of a lug. That's the shear we use for Kiddush, for Kais. Now, what's going to be Misor V'yatzva Sayin? Let's say the cup at the beginning, this Kli Cheris, was larger than the size of a saw up until two saws. Then the Chatzi Lug. Then now when the pieces break, they have to be at least big enough to hold a half of a lug worth of mashke. What's going to be Misor Sayin V'yatcholos V'yatchomish? If the Kli was bigger when it was Sholem than two saws and up until five sawim, then the locher is beloig. Now when you have broken pieces, they have to be able to be mekabel at least a leg worth of mashke. If it can't receive at least a lug, then it's not groye lekabel tuma. Tivu Rabbi Yishmael, these are words of Rabbi Yishmael, when a kli still has a shem kli on it. Rabbi Akiva says, no, ani eina noisen ve mida. I do not go after the measurements. It's not enough just to measure the kelim like the tongue, like Rabbi Yishmael holds, whether it was the size of a lug or sasayim. He doesn't go boss the measurements. El or rather, he goes boss to the places, the way the kelim were made. El hadak and shavu klicheres, the same thing, the smallest size of a klicheres, or else vikar kiyosayim, when they broke, if you have the bottom part of the kli, or else vadaf nasayim, or else you have the sides of a kli, yoshu and shloi musamachim, they could stay sitting by themselves without something holding them up. The lochari shiurin michtei sichas katan. That's the same shear, as long as it could hold enough liquid that you could use to be sach to shmir on the kid's pinky, that's enough, a very small amount. Now he learns v'yad kederas hadakos up until kederas hadakos small pitches. What's going to be now that kederas hadakos v'yad chavis ludis, from these small pitches that are a little bit bigger than that, until the size of a chavis, a barrel that's made in this place called ludis, that measurement, revius, it has to hold at least a revius of mashka, a revius of lug, a quarter of a lug. What's going to be the size of a pitcher, a barrel, miludius, viad lachmius, from the barrel made in ludius to the size of a bigger barrel made in lachmius, that shear is bechatzi lug, it has to, the broken piece has to at least hold a chatzi lug. What's going to be melachmius, viad chatzovim gedolim, from these pitchers made in this basket made in lachmius, until the chatzovim gedolim, the big pitchers, very big ones, that's beloig, when they break, that pieces have to hold at least a leg worth of mashka. So that's Rabbi Kiva Shita. Not both the measurements, but different names of the pitchers where they're made. Rabbi Yechonah ben Zakkai Oimer, chatzovim gedolim, very big pitches, shiur mishne lugim. It shiur is, but pieces break off, it has to at least be able to hold two lugim of mashke. Ha pachin hagalilim via chobius, the pachin, these pitches that were made in the galil, or else via chobius, these smaller pitches, is shiur kakiyosayim kolshein, no matter how small the pieces are, as long as it's mekabel some liquid, it can mekabel toma. Brings the walls of these kelim, they're just flat. Therefore, if you have the broken kli and you only have the wall of it, that will not be makabel tuma. That's like a pshuta kelim, a flat kli. It has no base kibble, can't receive any liquid. That will not be makabel tuma. Here, Mishnah Gimel. Ha tohirim sheba kli cheres. These are different type of kelim of earthly kli. It's not makabel tuma. Not makabel tuma, mainly because it doesn't have a toich, it doesn't have a base kibble, it cannot like receive a liquid. So that's tavlom, that's like a flat board, shein lo lizbeis, it has no edge, no raised edge at the end of it. O machto prutzo, or else, a fire pin, a machto is like a shovel, a fire pin, prutzo that's open, that has no sides to it, the avuv, shel kaloyim. Avuv is like a pipe, a metal pipe that's like a round tube. Shel kloyim, that they used to roast inside it, grain inside it. So also, it has holes all over it. It's like perforated, therefore it's not called the base kibble. V'siloinis, also type of pipes. So even though they're bent over, afalpi mekablin, even though it has like a little duct in between it, mekablin, little place, like a trap where you receive the dirt or the stones, but still, it's still called a pipe, an open pipe, that's not called the base kibble. Therefore, it remains Torah. Now v'kav kov sha'aso l'sal ha'pas. V'kav kov is type of a lid, type of a cover. Sha'aso, you made it l'sal ha'pas for the basket for the bread. So also, this is not called the base kibble. U'tfi she'eskinu la'novim. That's a narrow type of a pitcher. She'eskinu that was made la'novim, the cover of the grapes. Or else v'chovius shol shaitin. Or else, type of a barrel or a jar shall shaitin, people that swim like a raft to hold up, to hold themselves up. So even though this kli has a base kibble, but it's not meant for that. It's meant like to hold you up when you're swimming. So if was not makabel tumah, or else v'chovius dufuna b'shuli hamachitz. This type of a barrel, also type of a jar that's dufuna, made like the side. It's like a side b'shuli hamachitz in the middle of a big barrel. So this small one is only meant to like to hold on to it, to be able to lift it up. So if it was not meant to use as a base kibble, it's not makabel tumah. Or else v'amita, regular bed. Or else v'akisei, a chair. V'asavs, like a stool. V'al shulchan, or a table. These things made out of cheres. Since they don't have a toif, they're not makabel water, it's not makabel tumah. Now v'hasvino, who are din a svino as a ship. As, even though it has a base kibble, even though it's made like Kabbalah, still it's not makabel tumah. We learn from Pesukim or in Shabbos, and from the Pesuk it says, Derech Aniyah B'lev Yam, that just like the Yam and ocean is not makabel tumah, who are in a svina, who are in a ship is also not makabel a tumah. For Yam and Irish, Shacharis, we have an earthly type of a lamp, it's also not makabel tumah. Is all these things, how we're able to term all these things at Torah. Also said that it doesn't have a base kibble to receive liquid. And this is the klal zeh, a klal, kol shein loy toich v'chli cheres. Anytime a chli cheres, an earthly kli, does not have a toich, does not have a pocket there to receive liquid-like, is a locha ein loy acharayim. It doesn't have any tumah from the back either. Now this menorah that it says also, shecheres, some say it's not really the menorah itself, that's in the kabel, the oil, but rather means it's a kan. It's like a base that you put the menorah on top of. So this base is not called something that's makabel tumah. But now Mishnah Dalet, it says, what about panos made out of cheres? That's the type of a lantern. She yesh boy base kibble shem, that has a base kibble, has a receptible place that it receives the oil there. So then tumah, then it is makabel tumah. That's called the base kibble. Like we said, the menorah before is talking about what doesn't have a base kibble. It means the base of the menorah. But here the panos, the lantern itself that has a base kibble, is makabel tumah. V'shein boy, if it doesn't have any base kibble, then tor, then it remains a tor. Now magufas hayotzrim, that's like a board that the yotzrim, the potters, use shupasech bo when they first start making the clay, they put the clay in there. So that's tohira. That's like magufa. It's like usually magufa means a covering. Here also like a board that the potters use to shape the kalim, the clay in it. So at the beginning it has no base kibble, it's tor. But for shugayim abo, the type of a form, the type of a magufam that they use to finish off the kli cheres, that's the meya, because that has a base kibble. Mashpech a funnel shabale batim used in the private house. Tor, since you use it to funnel down oil or wine, it has no base kibble. It just goes straight through its tor. But for sharoichlin, people that go to sell the wine or the oil, that's tomei. Why? Because sometimes they use their funnel to measure it out. It has a measuring to it also. So let them hold the hand on the bottom of it and fill it to the top. But since they use it lekabel, it's called a base kibble to mekabel tumah. Different Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Akiva says of neishu matayi vatzidin, even without that, even without measuring. But sometimes some they just tilt it to the sides and they use it umariach by lokech, let the lokech smell the wine or smell the oil. So one areichlam, a seller, he uses this for base kibble, therefore that will be makabel tumah. A funnel of a cellar would be makabel tumah.
Yeah, Mishnah Hey, kisui kade yain v'kade shemen, the cover of a wine barrel or of an oil barrel, or else the kisui chavius niyoris, or else the cover of chavius barrels made from niyoris. Some say means name of a place, or some say means matter of paper, or maybe out of parchment, is toirim. Even though these covers maybe has the base kibble, if you turn it upside down, maybe you could store some liquid in it, but it's not made for that. It's made mainly to use for a cover, and therefore they're not makabel tumah the Torim. What's going to be though in his kinu latashmish? Let's say though it was set aside his kinu for other type of use that you could turn it upside down and store things in it. Then the locher is to name. Then the makabel tumma, because really they have a base kibble. If you turn it upside down, it could receive the water. What's going to be kisui halafos? That's the cover of a tight pot. So bizman should knock it if the cover has knock of holes in it. Or else reish luchidut. It has like a point to it. Then tor. Because even if you turn it upside down, you can't store anything in it. Because since it's holy, or else it has a point to it, it doesn't stay. But what's going to be your main knock of let's say it doesn't have any holes in it. Or else viein luchidut. It doesn't have a sharp point to it like. Then tome. Then this is makabel tumma. The cover of a lefus of a pot. Because the ladies sometimes in the house they use it to drain out the vegetables. Rabbi Elazar ben Sadokoimer, because they could turn over the food inside it. If you want to take the food out of the pot, sometimes you want to turn it over, so you take the cover and turn the food on top of the cover. So therefore, the cover would be makabel, or the food, therefore it's makabel tumma. Mishnah Vov. Gistero usually is a broken kli, let's say a kli cheres, that either broken half, or else part of it was chipped off and broken. Shenim says the kishin, you find it in the furnace where they make the pottery. So it's like this. Achla nigmer malachta, if the pottery was not made yet, was not burnt, was not baked in the oven, so tor, it's tor, b'chal doesn't have a shame kli on it, and therefore it's tor. Mishenigmer malach, let's say it was already finished baking in the oven, so it has a shame kli on it. And then tamei, even though it's broken now, but since the broken piece has a base kibble it could receive mashkim, it would be makabel tumma. Now, titrois, that's type of a kli, some type of a strainer they want to say, that on the bottom it has holes and on top it's narrow and has one hole on top. And if you want to, you could hold your hand on top, and that would retain the liquid inside it. The liquid would not drip out if you hold your hands on top. So Rabbi Elazar Tzadik Mitar, he also knows that's not called the base kibble. Since it has holes on the bottom, even though you could hold it that way, that's not called the base kibble. Rabbi Yosi Mitame Mifnei Shu Kimaitse Prutos, yes, it's like a sprinkler. You could first fill it up and hold your hand on top and retain the liquid inside it. And then take your fingers off the top and start sprinkling out. Kamaisi prutas, letting out drop by drop. So therefore, it is called the base kibble. It'll be makabel tumma. Yeah, Mishnah Zayin. Hatameyim shebekli cheres. If you have an earthly kli, which type of them are makabel tumma? So tavla, if you have a board like sheyesh bo lizbeis, it does have a rim around it. So therefore, it has like a rim coming up. So it's called the base kibble. Therefore, it would be makabel tumma. Or else, umachta shleima, complete frying pan. Or else, a complete shovel. Or else, vetavla shimilei chorus. We have a board that's full of plates. So the locher is, nitme sachs me mesheres. If a sheres touches one of these plates, so then lo nitme kulam. They don't all become tummy. Just the one that it touches, it becomes tummy. In other words, even though all these dishes like are attached to the same tavla, they're on the same plate, flat board. But since each kli is like a kli by itself, therefore one becomes tamei, the other ones do not become tamei. The same thing, v'chein beis tfolin shacheres. If you have a kli that you store there tfolin spices made out of a cheres, the same thing, even though the different departments there, if one becomes tamei, the other one does not become. The kalamorim hamasomas. If you have an ink dish, even though they're twins like hamasomas, two of them together, each one is called a kli by itself. And ubos tfolim shalitz shenit achas b'mashka. Let's say you have all two compartments to store your spices made out of wood. So again, if one becomes tummy from mashka, is lenit machavera, the second one does not, because again it's called two separate kalim. On this, Rabbi Yechon ben Uri says, cholkim es oviv. You have to divide up the thickness between one kli and the second kli. And they say like this, that Hamishamish to Tomei, the half of the Kli that's near the Kli that's Tomei, becomes Tomei. Hamishamish to Tor, but the half of the thickness that's towards the other Kli that's Tor, remains Tor. Im Yesh Loi Lizbeis, Oidif, let's say there's a rim coming up on top, around all these Kalim. So then, Nitmechad Mehem, Nitmechaver, if one becomes Tomei, they all become Tomei. Once you have a rim coming up around all of them, so they all are extended in the same adra, the kli cheres. And if we have the locha inside an adra, if one becomes tameh, that's automatically mitama all of them.
Mishnah Ches, halapid, a torch, is tameh, it's mekabel tameh. Even though it's made out of the kli cheres, but that's also called like a base kibbol, the torch, therefore it's mekabel tameh. Or bei shikyav shener, let's say the place, the container, the holder of a candle, that's also metama b'yavr, it's metama b'yavr, it's also considered a base kibbol, it'll be mekabel tumah. Ha-masrek shel tzartzer. Ha-masrek shel tzartzer, type of a little bakbuk, a little type of a jar, that on top of it, let's say there's like cones, like pieces sticking on top of it. It's like a cone thing. Therefore the question is, if on top, in that, is that still called part of the avir or the kli? Or that's called on top of the kli? That's a machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer Mitar says, yes, that's considered on top of the kli. So if something just goes in between those combs, that's not mekabel tumah. The Chum Mitamim, they hold no, that these combs that come up is also considered like part of the kli, and therefore would be mekabel tumah.
Yeah, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph, Shir Kli Cheres Letar. Let's say you have a kli cheres that was mekabel tumah. So loch riz, the only way you get the tumah off is if you break it. The question is how big of a hole do you have to put in it that's considered like it's broken. So that's called shear. What's the shear to make the hole in the kli cheres to make it tor? So also lechem, if the kli was made to hold food, so then shear b'zaysim. You have to have the hole the size of a zayis. If a zayis and aleph go through that hole, that's then it's tor. Also lemashkin, let's say the kli was made for liquid, then shear of a mashkin, then the shear is of liquid. Meaning to say, if there's a hole big enough that the liquid could come in through that hole, then the kli becomes tor. Also, lekach, let's say you have a kli that's used for both for food and for mashkim, and then matilu noisa luchumer v'zeisim. You have to go luchumer and say it only becomes tor if the hole is the size of a zayis. The Mishnah Beis, chovius a barrel, shiur begregris. The shiur is if there's a hole the size of a gregris, a dried out fig. That's, then it becomes tor, because that's usually what's stored with. The chavis goes in a jar or a jug. Different Rabbi Shimon, these words of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says, begoisim, size of a walnut, which is a little bit bigger, because he also used to store walnuts in these chavis. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir is the biggest maker. It says it's enough the size of a zayas of an aleph. Halafos, viakadera, a frying pin or regular pot. Shear and bezeisim. The shear is the hole there, the size of an olive, that makes it tor. Hapach v'yatvid is the type of kelim that you have the oil in it, at the top of a nair like. You store the oil in these kli cheres, it's called the pach v'yatvid. Shear and b'shemen. The shear is, it has a hole that oil could come into it. V'yatzartzer, shear b'mayim. A tzartzer, it's also type of a pitcher that's made to store water in it. So the shear is that water could come in it. The hole is big enough that water could come in. Like on the outside, water would come in through that hole. That makes the kli tor. Rabbi Shimon says, Shloshtom bezerunim. All three of these, the shear is of seeds. The seeds could come in. Means the pach and the tzvi and the tirtzo, by him the shear is of seeds, zerunim. Since he's storing it as seeds, so seeds could come in or come out, that makes the kli tor. Rebbe Lezuayma be prutikatana. Rebbe Lezuayma only becomes tor if a prutikatana, the hole has to be big enough that a small prutik can fit through it. Ner shenito piv. Let's say you have a ner, a kli cheres, that you put inside of the oil and the wick. Let's say the piv, the mouth of it broke off. Is tor, it's not fit to be used, therefore it's like broken. Vishel adoma, let's say an earthly kli that was not baked in the oven yet. Says shusak piv bipsila. Only like the tip of it was baked, but not the rest of it. So tor, kolzman, the whole kli was not baked. It's not called the kli cheres yet. Therefore, it's tor. Mishnah Gimel. Here, Mishnah Gimel. Chovius shenikva. You have a chovius, this jug that was once tamei, and then a nikva, a hole came in it, like the shirim we had in the Mishnah before. And therefore, became tor. But the yasol b'zefes. Now you filled it up with tar, you filled up the hole with tar bezefes, and so therefore would be mekabel tumah. And now the nishpur, now the whole chav is broken to pieces. So im yesh b'mokam azefes, even though that piece that was patched up with the tar, if that broken piece has a masik revius,
could hold the revius of liquid in it, and it could stand by itself as tameya, it's makabel tuma. As once it was fixed up, it's mamish like the kli itself. This pitch that was put in there becomes part of the kli. That's the chiddush. It's makabel tuma still. The vnei shalei botel shem kli milah was never lost the shem kli from it. Vashen kein cheres shenikav viasu bezefes. Cheres shenikav means a broken piece of a kli cheres that now that also has a hole in it. So now that loses the shem kli completely. It's not like the reish of the chovius, even though it has a hole in it, it didn't lose its shem kli. Therefore, when you patch it up, it remains the shem kli. But over here, this cheres, this piece of broken earthly kli, that now it has a hole, it loses its shem kli completely. So even though we are so bezefes, now you fill it up with pitch. Afal pi machzik revius, even though now this piece could hold the revius of water, still tor. Because over here, the kli cheres has a neck of in it, it loses its shem kli altogether. So even though you filled it up, but now it does not have a shem kli on it anymore. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Chovius shenis royayo. You have, let's say, a jar or a jug you used to store wine in, that in this came weak, it was cracked a little bit, and it was a little bit broken, just cracked. Utfala biglolim, and you smear it around, you plaster it around with gilolim, that's like dirt or manure from an animal. Sa'afa pi shenoitlas gilolim, even though now if you take away this gilolim, the yacharosim leifim, the pieces of the pitcher would fall to pieces. Still tameya, still this pitcher right now, still considered a kli, and it would be makabel tuma. Why? Mifnei shle botel shem kli me'oleho. The shem kli did not go off it, like even though it was cracked, but it didn't lose its shem kli yet. And therefore, since you put plaster around it, now it could retain, it could hold things in it, therefore still has a shem kli, it would be makabel tuma. What's going to be though nishpura? Let's say this chavius, this jar broke completely. So really it was bottled the shem kli from it. Just now, v'dibik mimenu charosim, you like glued together the pieces of this kli. Oyshevi charosim or kamachu, you took other pieces from other places, utfolim, and you glued it all together, biglolim, let's say you used this manure from an animal to do it with. So now the chiddush is, afar pishonot laglolim, v'yacharosim oimdim, even though if you take off this plaster you put around it, still the pieces are stuck so well together that the kli would still stay together. Still tohira, still this kli now remains tor. Why? Mifnei shaboto shem kli me'olehel. Because once this kli broke into pieces, it lost its shem kli, and that's the locha, does not retain it, does not get back again its shem kli until you're back into the kifshon, until you like put it back into the furnace to redo it over again. Then it's considered like a new kli. But just sticking the pieces together does not make it into a new kli. It would not be makabel tuma. What's going to be hoya bo cheres machzik revius? Let's say you put the kli back together again, but you took a kli cheres that could hold the revius by itself. So that kli by itself really is called a good kli, and that kli would be makabel tuma. Just all around that you put broken pieces to build it up into one big kli. So lach is like this: kula mitame b'maga. Any part of this kli, if a cheres touches it, it becomes tummy, the whole thing becomes tummy. Because the one kli that's revius, that's the kli really. And everything else around it is like a yad for it, so it'll all be mekabel tumma b'magna. If any tumma touches it, it'll be mekabel tumma. If it touches the inside of the kli, the whole kli will become tummy. However, the inyan of avir, that if you don't touch the kli, just being inside the avir, you become tummy, you can become tummy the kli, that's only a chiddush in the kli cheres itself, but not in its yad. So therefore, metama the avir, just this small part of the kli that's a revius by itself, that's called the kli by itself, that little part would have tumas avir. Meaning to say, if something, if a sheret falls in, is hanging in that air, and does not touch the side, so then that kli will become tamei, but not the rest, not the big part of the kli. Because halacha, the yad for a kli is only enough for maga, and not enough for avir. For this halacha of avir, the kli cheret is only inside the kli cheret itself, not just around its yad. Therefore, that's the chiddush, that the top part of this kli that's put together, it's only a yad, would not have tumah be avir. Yeah, Mishnah Hey, ha toifel kli cheres habori. Let's say you have a healthy, there's a strong kli cheres, and it doesn't need any fixing, but you want to put plaster around it to make it double strong. So the question is, the plaster around it, like bottle to the kli, have a shame of the kli itself, that's a machlokes. That Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon Metamim, they both say yes, that if a sheretz comes inside the kli cheres, that the kli becomes tamei. Hu adin the teufel, this plaster that was put around the kli also becomes tamei. And now if an oichel touches the plaster on the outside, the yachel would become tamei. However, the chomarim, the chom say, ha teufel es abari, no, if you put plaster around the strong kli, tor, the kli remains tor. V'yes aruah, let's say though, why? Because since the kli is strong, it doesn't need it, so it's not bottled to the kli, therefore it does not become tamei. But v'yes haruah, let's say the kli was a little bit cracked and it needed this plaster around it, then the plaster was like bottled to the kli, then tamei. Then if the kli inside becomes tamei, this kli cheres, so what then the outside, the tafel also becomes tamei. V'chein, the same thing would apply b'chiduk ha-kiruah. A kiruah is a pumpkin. If you have a hollowed out pumpkin, the same thing, you want to put a chiduk, you want to put a chiduk, you want to put something around it there to protect it. It's the same thing that when is this chiduk? The things you put around the pumpkin to make it stronger, called the chibur to it, that if it was a little bit cracked and it needs it. But if it does not need it, it'll be told in the same machlekas in the chomim and remei in Rabbi Shimon. The emission of oath. Yablis, say a type of a grass, a min esev, she teuflin bo hapitosin. Hapitosin, that's like this big jar that they store wine in. So if you put this with plaster to make the jar stronger, if the inside of the kli becomes tummy, he would then this outside, this plastic, this min ace, if you put it around it, is also tummy, according to everybody, because mashmit's a derech like that to strengthen this flask of wine. So therefore, even though it's an earthly kli, but the plaster put around it's a derech for it, and therefore it's bottled to the kli, it would become tummy if the kli is tummy. Magufas chovis, that's the stopper, the cover on top of the barrel. Is ain a chibah, not called a chibah, not attached to the kli itself, it doesn't have a din tumah like the kli. Hanagei b'tipuli shetanei, you have an oven, also you have a plaster around it, tanei. The plaster of an oven is also bottled to the oven, so if the oven becomes tanei, the plaster would also become tanei. Here it's also bottled, it's a derech, to make your oven stronger, it would become bottled to the oven. Mashenke, and this covering on top of the barrel, this magufa, since it's aimed to take off, see if it's not called part of the chavis. Therefore, do not become tamei with the chavis itself. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape.